Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of DLC Live. Hope everyone is okay. If you're feeling anxious, just know you're in the right place. The world's largest anxiety support community. We're in this together. Let us know in the comments. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how is that anxiety at the moment? 10 is it's extremely bad, and there's a saber-toothed tiger in the room. 0, 1, Netflix and chill. So I can see our guest has come in. If you can just request to go on the live, that'll be wonderful. Then hopefully we can get this going. I can hoping to get this interview going regarding group hypnotherapy. So fingers crossed, the guest just needs to accept. And here we are. Finally, we did it.
Wow.
We did it.
Yeah, we're trying to get our volume going. I can't see your video. I don't know if that's normal. I think a previous podcaster mentioned that before.
Oh, I'm not sure why they were saying that, but everyone can see it on here.
Awesome.
I'm not sure. If we just roll with it, I know that it is recording, so that's fantastic. So guys, thank you so much for stopping by with the community. I really appreciate it. For everyone who might not know the wonderful work you guys are doing, are you able to just give a brief explanation of the things you're doing, how long you've been doing it, and just your relationship with anxiety?
Yeah, you bet. So we have been using one-on-one hypnotherapy for a couple of years now, but we noticed that there's a really big need for people to be able to have a customized experience at a more affordable price. So we are now, in the last year, we've been doing group hypnotherapy, and we've had amazing experiences with our clients being able to get a customized experience in a group environment. And I wanted Kyle to share a little bit about the vision of what we're doing with the company.
So she failed to mention, I am her husband, but
yes.
She likes to say, what, your twin
flame. My twin flame, absolutely, yeah.
So Kokoro Hypnotherapy is on a mission to support families to let go of heavy emotions by rewriting the stories of their past through affordable online live group hypnotherapy. We help those who are stuck in the past let go of heavy emotions so they can live fully and love freely with connection and passion to live their purpose. And our vision is to inspire generational transformation, not just individual, but to help that ripple effect. And we've seen it in our own families that there is such a need. And we want to help families all over the world so they can create the life they desire, not the one they fear, through deep lasting phoenix transformation, heart, body, mind, and soul, which is the Japanese word meaning of Kokoro. Our purpose is to teach principles of life mastery in our 5-day phoenix challenge, like the law of focus, so our clients can own their own minds, empowering them to create the thoughts, images, and emotions that shape their reality. And Penny can share more about the 5-day challenge and those.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So my personal experience with anxiety has been a continual recognition of figuring out what is happening in my experience to find out why I feel like you just asked, what's your anxiety level? 10 out of 10 right now. I feel like I'm in this crazy panic attack and trying to get my brain to calm down. But my personal experience with anxiety has been recognizing what's happening in my mind and figuring out how that's affecting my body. So there's an awesome book I love by Michael Singer. It's called The Untethered Soul. And he explains it so great in there, where he says when something is bothering us, it rattles around in our mind. So it's in our thought level, right? And it goes around and we try to figure it out. There's this alignment process that we're trying to figure out what it is that's bothering us and why it's bothering us. And then if our thoughts can't figure it out, it goes down into our hearts. And then it goes on to an emotional level, and we feel all of the emotions having a tug of war back and forth. And then if our emotions can't figure it out, it puts it down into our body. And then it becomes a physical subconscious experience. And that's how our subconscious communicates with us, is through our body. So I love that, trying to figure out why I am feeling anxiety. And that explanation helps me to understand why I'm feeling it at different places.
That's a great clarification. I just saw in the comments someone's put, yeah, it becomes very physical. And as you know, regarding anxiety and physical sensations, what would you say that it's ever changing? So physical sensations, they seem to be always different. For you hear people that might be fixating on the heart racing, or they may be fixating on the breathing. How do we reassure the people dealing with anxiety that what they're feeling, firstly, is anxiety, and secondly, that they're going to be okay and they're going to overcome that anxiety moment that they're in?
Absolutely, yes. So I love that your community is so educated, and I've listened to a lot of the comments, and I think that from what I have studied and what I understand, we can agree that the definition of anxiety is a perception of danger. So our brain is like sending off the fire alarm of what's going on. So that could be coming from our thought level of, I'm having a thought and it's bothering me. And what is that thought? So it's a continual process of recognizing what's happening. And that's why our tagline is teaching you to own your own mind. Literally, it's an awareness as we like rise to the level of figuring out what's happening in our thoughts. I did a series on YouTube and Instagram this week that's walking through processing the emotions on the different levels. There's three ways that the subconscious mind gets programmed: through thoughts, through images, and through emotions. And so it's talking through how to process the emotions on those different levels and really rising up to figure out what's happening. Typically, when I have an experience that triggers me, my first instinct is to ignore it and to not even look at it. So after I get over that, I call it the default wiring, right? The way that we grew up, the way that we naturally think and our minds are wired, it's like a river that pulls us downstream, and our thoughts naturally are wired in a certain way. But we take power back when we choose to recognize what's happening in our minds. And it's like we're swimming upstream so that we can gain that recognition and then own that power in our minds.
No. And just regarding the three different stages that you mentioned, would I be right in saying that for some people, they may feel the physical sensations before recognizing the thoughts? And if that is the case, what would you say why they are experiencing that, as opposed to someone who may be stuck on an anxious thought pattern?
Yes, absolutely. I actually do notice it in my body first. That's one of the things I talked about in the YouTube series, is that I'm a kinesthetic learner. I have a background in dance and sports, and I tend to feel things emotionally in my body. And specifically, that shows up for me in the form of things that I feel, especially movement. So like right now in my belly, I feel this like tightness, tenseness, like there's a boa constrictor.
That's just technology.
going around there in my stomach, right? So like it's squeezing me. That's a kinesthetic sense. So the video series is actually talking about first, your first step to recognizing what's happening is getting out of the fight or flight place, creating that safe place for yourself so that you can calm down your thoughts and calm down your body. And then after you've gotten to a calm place, you can begin the process of looking at those emotions and seeing what's happening and begin the recognition process.
Well, that's wonderful. And I can see that there's quite a few questions from the community that I'd love to dive into. The first one is, how does group hypnotherapy empower individuals to reshape the past narratives and reclaim control over maybe past traumas or past experiences? And how does it group hypnotherapy differ from individual hypnotherapy?
Yeah, I love that. That's such an amazing question, and it goes into a lot of depth of understanding. Like, if we're wanting to gain control back in our lives, then obviously there's something that we feel out of control with. So looking at your environment and figuring out, is there something in my environment that I feel is out of control, and recognizing the boundaries. And that's one of the things I teach in the 5-day challenge, is like, what can I control and what can't I control? Because that is what is creating that feeling of safety. So the difference between group hypnotherapy and individual hypnotherapy, we did a beta test last year, and the beta test was under the assumption of assuming that that individual hypnotherapy was more valuable than group hypnotherapy because I could customize it more. Mm-hmm. So what we discovered and what our clients experienced and shared with us was that they were able to create a customized experience inside of a group session. And the reason why, we had them mute their microphones so they were able to talk out loud to their conscious mind. And my guiding questions, the magic is that what happens in your mind, that's the point. When, like, to restate your question, how do you empower yourself to gain back control? So the answer is that the magic is inside of you. Each of the individuals has that magic inside of them to find the answers. As you go, it's like going onto a journey, like you go into this magical world, right? As you go into your mind with hypnotherapy and you are experiencing things inside that, like if you've ever done a VR, you're imagining this amazing world. It's so hard to explain what it's like inside of that world, but that's truly where the magic is. And the process that is amazing through the group hypnotherapy sessions is that I'm able to use group hypnotherapy in a way, like I don't use scripts anymore. And I just intuitively guide. We talk about in the beginning of the session, I'm all over the place, sorry today. My thoughts are not organized. But in the beginning of the session, we talk about the intention about what you want to create with the session. And then as we go through the session, I just intuitively listen to what needs to happen. And there's a 4 R's pattern that I use. You can check that out on our website, grouphypno.com. But the 4 R's pattern creates that safety and the emotional waves of truly what helps us to work through the emotions. So group hypnotherapy is so powerful because you're in that environment of working with other people that have the same intention to heal. And we also create discussions outside of that. So it creates a great community experience.
Yeah, that sounds extremely empowering. And we've had so much experience within the community of people who really love the modality of hypnotherapy, coming and sharing their own experiences, sharing how they practice hypnotherapy. And we know that the science regarding hypnotherapy and anxiety is there for all to see. It is a very beneficial tool. And it comes with no side effects that I know of anyway. It's not like a medication, for example. Not that we are bashing any medication if that works for anyone, but what we're saying is that we are alleviating the risk of some of the other treatment options. I want to just delve into how long have you been doing the group hypnotherapy, and do you have any like successful stories that maybe that you can just maybe think of off the top of your head where someone has alleviated their anxiety or maybe their trauma, they've managed to look at it in a different way?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, we've been doing the one-on-one hypnotherapy for a couple years. And then last year, we really felt that call to reach out and help more people. So we started that beta test last year. Mm-hmm. And we've been working with clients, a couple of them. One of them specifically I've been working with before I was a hypnotherapist about 4 years ago. She started with life coaching and we went through that whole process of trying to help her recognize her thoughts and her emotions and the actions and the results and the whole life coaching pattern. So this client specifically, she was raised by, she hasn't used the word narcissistic mother, but in what I'm listening to her experience as, I perceive that there's narcissistic habits there. So she didn't feel safe to use her voice when she was growing up. And instead of using her voice, what she did was she put food in her mouth. And if you stop and think about that for a second, there's that subconscious root cause. And that's really what we are going for when it comes to hypnotherapy, is getting to the root cause. There's a belief in your mind that's tied to an experience that makes you make a decision why you do the things you do. And those are all subconscious automatic things. And so helping her to realize why she wasn't using her voice. We've done a lot of inner child work, and I've actually been able to do that in group hypnotherapy sessions. So exciting. That's something that I experienced personally in my own meditation, I was going through a meditation and I imagined myself like a child walking downstairs and going into my childhood and experiencing different things. So I've been able to use that as my foundation for creating group hypnotherapy sessions for other people. So there's lots of inner child work to help her recognize from her childhood why she doesn't feel safe to talk. And now learning how in the 5-day challenge, we talk a lot about boundaries and codependency and how to create safety in those relationships. So she has had some one-on-one sessions occasionally here and there. She had one last week and she's had this amazing huge breakthrough where she said she's been in this marriage for 50 years where there has been lots of codependency. He triggers her, she triggers him, they don't have clear communication, all of those unhealthy habits that happen when there's collusion, if you're familiar with that word, but codependent relationships. So we had that one-on-one session last week and she was able to have this huge breakthrough. She's like, I can't believe it. I had this conversation. I set some boundaries and she is literally the food addiction is the circumstance level, right, of what's happening, but not using her voice and feeling controlled is all of the root cause that's happening under that. So she's one amazing experience. Another experience I just want to share really quickly, you can go on YouTube and you can watch this story more in depth, but it was a one-on-one session with a gentleman who had claustrophobia because of being stuck in a cave when he was a young boy. And this story is so amazing because it literally walks through being focused on the fear and how the mind gets going so much. And he needed to use a hyperbaric chamber to go through some healing sessions, if you're familiar with what that is. But he, in his mind, literally his subconscious came up with the answer of, I need to learn to own my own mind, not in those words, but I need to learn to think what I want to think. So that was what came up from his session, is we created the empowering language for him to listen to again and again to repeat back to himself how he could own his own mind.
And he was able to do 2-hour sessions in the hyperbaric chamber. Up to 60 days is what they were recommending. In the first week, he had zero anxiety because he was able to use that hyperbaric chamber as a safe place. And so he recognized that cave was not gonna hurt him.
Right.
It was really
literally amazing. Transformed the walls of the cave that made him feel not safe. And I asked him, like, do you feel safe now? And he's like, not yet. So then we transformed the walls of the cave into that hyperbaric chamber and we changed the emotional trigger that was tied to that. It's so cool. If you'd like, you can go on to our YouTube channel, Group Hypno, and watch that story. It's amazing to see how his subconscious mind was able to get to the root cause.
And the group sessions are amazing results, especially as they show up every week and find that safe time to help themselves heal.
And a wonderful story, like you said, regarding, as you know, with anxiety, a lot of anxiety is situational. So many people may have problems. Maybe talking in public, maybe on transport, maybe in the workplace, in school, etc. That's great to hear that one of your clients has overcome a situation that was bringing them anxiety, and great that they've now reframed it into feeling little to no anxiety. I just want to delve into the difference between hypnotherapy and traditional therapy. And can you think of any positives that come to mind of hypnotherapy over traditional, just regards to anxiety and trauma?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our clients, she was actually a doctor. Her name was Leanne Hawkins. She came to us in the beginning.
She allowed to share this.
Yes, with permission. Yeah. And she was comparing the difference between EMDR, which is a traditional hypnotherapy method. I've used it myself. I totally think it can be effective. Mm-hmm. But I would agree with her conclusion on this, is she said that EMDR feels like being run through a washing machine. It exposes emotions and it doesn't necessarily close them up So she said that her hypnotherapy experience was like having a gentle breeze blow through her. And I believe the reason for that is because of the four R's process that we use that we teach on our website. And it gently guides through the emotional waves of what's happening to help the client look at the experience, to feel validated in this is real. And it's okay to feel this way. I think a lot of the people in your community are not feeling validated in what their emotions are, because they're probably being constantly told from people in their life, oh, you're just imagining that, or, you know, all of the dismissive language. But I really love that the four R's process helps us to own what's happening in our experience, to look at it honestly, and to, like that inner child, when I was a kid, I wasn't ever able to feel hurt. Oh, you're fine, get up, wipe it off and keep going, right? So I never allowed myself to be hurt or to feel pain until I was 30 something years old, and I gave myself that permission. But I think that validation step is so huge. And that's a really critical part of the four R's. That was a tangent. Okay, so why is traditional hypnotherapy different than traditional psychotherapy different than hypnotherapy? There was a study by Alfred Barrows. You can go on the internet, check it out. But they compared hypnotherapy to traditional therapy. And what they found was it took 600 sessions for clients to experience about a 38% improvement. So that's a long time. 600 sessions could be several years, right? And then the comparison was the results with hypnotherapy. Six sessions created a 93% improvement. So the benefits then with hypnotherapy over traditional hypnotherapy is that, number one, it's so much faster. I believe the reason for that is because it's on a subconscious level. Traditional psychotherapy is just talking about what's happening in the conscious mind, and there's a lot of blocks that I don't want to talk about that. I'm afraid to talk about that. But when you get down into a relaxed meditative state, it helps you to let go of those fears. And being with me in that session, and the people that I train, my hypnotherapists as well, I create that safe environment for you so that you can learn to control that experience. I don't have control over you, but I really do. Everything I do is to empower you to find answers inside of yourself. So there's four main reasons why hypnotherapy is so much more amazing, in my opinion. Not even to mention the side effects,
I'm
right?
One of her biggest clients.
It's gentle. It's so much faster, and it's a done with you experience. So my kids have been doing traditional therapy for about a year past my divorce a few years ago, and they needed a lot of help. So some of the recommendations on their testing and their therapy was to do mindfulness breathing, to do meditation, to do visualization, to do grounding. And those are all the things that we do with you in a done with you experience. So sometimes people are told to do things, but they don't actually do them. So this allows you that experience that we get to do that with you. And that helps to create that wiring. And then the last thing, number four, I wanted to, so much more effective helping you to get to the root cause. So whatever experience you have that's causing you anxiety or depression, know that there's an emotion that's attached to that. And in order to discover how to unravel that, it's you going into your subconscious mind to find those answers inside of you to discover the root cause. And truly, like, okay, why does that cause me pain? And what do I want instead? Truly looking at what you want to create. That's one of the things that's huge that we teach in the 5-day challenge. Typically, when the brain is focused on the problem, and I'm pointing my hands in this direction because I have a map in my brain of this picture that I teach in the 5-day challenge. So imagine the clouds all over on the dark side, and then imagine there's a sun over on the right side. And then when our brains are focused on what we don't want, it's like we're swirling in those clouds and anxiety swirls inside of us. But when we learn learn to control and own our own mind, we can literally point our brains away from what we don't want and toward what we do want. I believe people that have anxiety have a superpower to create what they want. When they look in the future, they typically imagine what they don't want to happen. At least that's been my experience. So what I've been able to learn more and more as I've learned to own my own mind is pointing my mind toward what I do want, especially like today, getting the technology going and all of that, like learning to own my own mind and think, oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. All of those things, pointing my mind to what I do want. So people with anxiety have the power to imagine the future. And the only thing is pointing the brain toward what you do want to create and what you do desire. That is the whole transformational experience that I guide clients through.
No, and I love that. I absolutely love that, because I can say from personal experience, from experience of hearing other people's stories, that if someone's gone through anxiety, there's a good chance that they are now successful. You can really have these life changes. So I just love how you reframed it, that anxiety is actually can be a superpower, because you like to say, because of this future predicting and just changing that narrative and making it more of a positive narrative and a positive mindset. And like you said, looking at the subconscious, I really do believe in the words that you said, that you can really, really change your life, because that's what it did for me myself. I was dealing with anxiety, I was dealing with panic attacks, and I thought that was it. I thought that was me. I thought I would never be able to go into a shopping center again without a panic attack occurring. But it was that mindset shift and that encouragement from my inner self to change that inner narrative that really helped me then start to look at anxiety in a different way. Look at anxiety, it's not necessarily the enemy, that it's an emotion that we all experience. And yes, the feeling is uncomfortable, but it's not going to hurt us. It's not dangerous. And I think it's really powerful when you have that mindset change. So, yeah, I am a big believer in the mindset change and shift in someone, in helping them reduce anxiety and overcome an anxiety disorder.
Absolutely. Yes. And I see one of the comments that it's embedded in our fight or flight system. Yes, that's everything that when we're focused on the problem, we're getting triggered. One thing leads to another, and then we go down that spiral, right? And it gets us sucked down into the toilet bowl, as I like to think of it. So, but yes, it definitely is. You have the power. That something is to realize that each of us can choose at any given moment. And as we make each choice to take the power to think what we want to think, we have power to make the next choice. So I know sometimes when we're focused on what we don't want, it feels like we don't have a choice. But it's the tiny little increments that I teach in the 5-day challenge. I tell my story about how I chose to organize the silverware drawer at one point when I was depressed. I didn't want to get out of bed to do the things that I needed to do as a mom, and literally making tiny little choices gave me power to gain my power back, to make the next choice. So we have been given power to choose. And as we make those tiny little baby steps, we can choose it more and more.
I love that. Another question I want to touch on, because I think it's an important question, is that we know in traditional therapy, especially if you're going down the right routes with the right resources, then you tend to have good ethics, a good supportive environment, a safe environment for people doing that type of therapy. Is that the same with group hypnotherapy, and what things are in place to help safeguard the people?
Absolutely, yes. Creating a safe environment is something that's so important to me, because of my experiences being bullied when I was a kid, of not feeling like I belonged, being rejected, even being in my most recent past marriage where I didn't feel safe. I felt like I was given an identity, gaslighting, narcissism, all that stuff. I don't want to label, but where I felt like I wasn't given permission. So from all of that negative, the way that I turned that around to put it into my purpose of what I want to do to create solutions in the world, is that's one of the number one things, is creating that safe environment. So number one, how we create that safety for clients in the group session, actually during the session, is allowing them to mute their microphone so they're able to speak if they feel safe at home. If they have a safe home environment, like they're by themselves and they create that safety, then they are able to speak out loud to their conscious mind, which truly does give them awareness of what's happening as they're in that meditative state to find those answers inside of themselves. And if they feel comfortable and safe, it helps me as the hypnotherapist to have their camera on so that I can watch the body language and watch the cues to see how long do I wait for that answer, and as they're talking and those different things. So there's things that we do inside the session to create safety. Now, as far as the community goes and creating safety while sharing, one of the things that is so important to me is that each of the people, as we grow bigger and bigger, is that everyone feels known, seen, and heard. So we're going to do that by creating teams of 10 so that you have a team that you can share with and be vulnerable. And we create safety within that by having community guidelines and values. So one of those values is that we are spiritually rich, but religiously neutral. So we're not going to try to convince anyone else that my religion is right or not, but to allow you to feel safe inside of your own sharing experience to say what you believe without necessarily trying to control other people. Another of the huge values as a community that we foster is to change yourself and lift other people. And as we grow more and more toward an elevated state of, you know, Maslow's triangle, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but having your basic needs met, and then as you increase your vibration, it comes to a place where you get to a place of fulfillment and you want to create something and give back to the world. So as we go through that place, the journey becomes safe when we're focusing on changing ourselves and lifting other people. The opposite of that, and where it gets into codependent collusion relationships, is when we're trying to change other people. So with that being the foundation of our community, it really does create a lot of safety that we're not trying to make comments of, you should do this. There's lots of language around codependency that I am very quick to recognize and invite people to change that language. And so there's a lot of things that we do inside of the community to make sure everyone feels safe. And then, of course, if there is any challenges, always reaching out to me and working through those challenges in a synergistic way. I really do love the idea that everyone has a voice. Everyone has an amazing perspective. And as each of us share those perspectives, we're able to build a better solution. And that's why we are inviting people right now to give us feedback of what we can truly do to customize this system into what you need, because your perspective is so hugely valuable.
That's wonderful. And I can imagine that the people in the group hypnotherapy, I love that you say that you can spot any language that may be like a red flag. I love that you have that safeguarding. But I can imagine that there's a good sense of community, though, between people being able to be open and vulnerable and shared experiences within these group settings. I imagine people may become friends from attending.
They have.
Yes.
Definitely have.
Yes, they come into a group not knowing each other, and just the point that we are on a journey together. I need my 5-day challenge just as much as the people watching my 5-day challenge, listening to it. I was telling the people last night, like, I feel like this is something that has come through me and not from me. And that's been a very humbling and amazing experience to see these principles that we get to go through in the 5-day challenge and see how it truly helps us to own our mind, to take back control, and to rewrite that story in our minds. I forgot why I started that comment. Did you have another question?
I think that's all the questions from the community. That just leaves me to say, if you can let everyone know how they can enter the 5-day challenge, I think that's super, super important.
Yeah, you bet.
Also, where is the best place that people can go and support everything that you're doing. Give us all the socials, all the website details and everything.
Yeah, you bet. So Instagram is somewhat of a challenge for me, as you could notice from my trying to get on today. YouTube is where I post the bulk of my videos and will continue to do that in the future.
And also in our branded app. So that's
yes, we do community. Have an app that's part of the community. But Kyle, you want to share?
Sure. So we about 9 months ago when we really started the beta testing first group, we were listening to our our clients, and we initially had three different, well, we still have three different stages of our services, and they were individually priced at that time. And we found through our community that there is such a need, and especially the affordability. And so we've made it an all-inclusive monthly subscription, and that is very affordable for families. And that's what we truly want to do, is to be able to, you know, whoever it is that initially joins the community. Maybe it's the mother, maybe it's a child, it could be anyone, that the family is drawn as they start seeing that healing. And so we have an all-inclusive subscription, $100 a month. Right now we're offering DLC Community a 50% discount for the first 500 members. We just asked for patience, and as we're going through our new technology, we've been able to prepare ourselves for the growth and bring on other facilitators and other hypnotherapists that Penny helps train in that 4 hour pattern as well. And so right now we're growing to a point where we know that we're going to still have a little clunkiness, and that's where we love and are willing to, I wouldn't say willing, but would love to offer the community this discount. So you can go to grouphypno.com. One thing as well I'd like to mention is that our clients who have had these amazing transformations wanted to share, and they were like, how can we share this in a simple way? And so after researching, you know, we've created an affiliate program, and the software is able to track it. It's easy to share their personal transformation however they want. There's different ways to do that. So that is just something I wanted to mention. And that's our intention, is to listen to our community, to our members, to provide additional solutions and resources and tools that will be able to be accessed into our membership portal. So grouphypno.com.
Yeah, join the newsletter on there. It will take you through the pathway that we've created. There's a Phoenix webinar that's kind of like the introductory to the three-stage program. It kind of gives you the foundation of all of that. But you can go on to grouphypno.com, join the newsletter, and then watch the Phoenix webinar. And we are so excited to see who is able to join our program, and excited to be able to support you in whatever way we can.
I think just to clarify, because we didn't capture it, it is on the website. You can go into programs. But real quick, like Penny mentioned, there's the Phoenix webinar, and then there's the Phoenix challenge. The Phoenix challenge is a 5-day challenge. It can be done in 5 days. It can be done in more than, like, once a week, but it's best to do it in, and so we have different time options, which goes into a 6-week program after that, that is the is learning how the 4 different session types, and then integrating that in so that when it opens up into the third stage, which is the unlimited access, that will continue to grow with availability times, so that people around the world can come in at different times. And so that's the three stages.
The meat and potatoes really is in the 6-week program of learning how to get your customized results inside of a group experience and how to do that safely. But the 5-day challenge gives us all the principles that we need in order to create that common language as we go into those sessions. So did we answer that?
Yeah, you did answer it fantastically. For the first 500 people, do they need to put a code in or anything, or can they will it just be the first 500 and they'll automatically get it at that cheaper price?
Good question.
They will, yes, automatically get it. We just have our system currently set at that price. Anyone else who happens to join can also find that, but once that hits that threshold, then we'll just change the pricing
back to the 100 a month. So right now for your group, it's $50 a month.
Yeah. Yep.
Now that's wonderful. Thank you so much for stopping by. Being persistent with the technology.
Yes.
We show in the community that even when we feel anxious, we can still foster through it, which is a really important message.
Absolutely. Yes. It's been so great connecting with you. Thank you so much for having us.
No problem. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.